episode of my podcast, The Dish on Trademarks. I'm your host, Jamie Bashtanik, owner and founder of Trademark Depot. My mission is to provide my advice and my expertise that I've gained in over 20 years of working in the trademark space to small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, to anyone who wants to start a brand. I'm passionate about what I do, and I want to bring it out into the world so that anyone who is even considering starting a brand makes sure they know the benefits of trademarking that brand. I'm also a self-proclaimed dog addict and all-around decent person, probably more than decent. Enjoy this week's episode. Hey, 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 all you trademark folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Dish on Trademarks. So today's episode, we're going to talk about the trademark application process. So once you've submitted your trademark application, what happens next? Well, first things first, once the trademark application is submitted, it is then put into a pile, literally, of other trademark applications waiting for examination. Examination is when a trademark examiner at the trademarks office, whether it's SIPO in Canada or the USPTO in the US, takes your file and examines it for compliance. Now, compliance can be administrative compliance issues, such as redefinition of goods and services. If the application was filed some time ago, sometimes the trademarks offices retire certain goods and services. And if that happens between the time you've filed and the time that your trademark is examined, then you will likely get an office action for an administrative issue found in your trademark application. So once a trademark examiner is examining your trademark application, as I said, it can be reviewed for, or it is actually reviewed for, administrative compliance as well as availability compliance. So essentially, an office action that's issued for an administrative issue, such as redefinition of goods and services or translation statement, those are what we call non-substantial office actions. And those are annoying, but they are easily overcome. So that's the good news. Now, the not so great news is sometimes the trademarks examiner will issue an office action for such things as confusion, descriptiveness, misdescriptiveness, not being inherently distinctive. Now, these are all what we call substantial office actions, and they are a lot more difficult to overcome. And if you've filed your own trademark application and you receive a substantial office action, the likelihood of you being able to overcome it on your own is not great. And the reason is because these office actions, these substantial office actions, require arguments to be submitted using case law, using precedent, using Section 6 of the Trademarks Act for confusion in order to be able to convince the examiner that they are wrong. Not an easy feat, but one that is possible. Now, once the trademark application has been examined and an office action has been issued, or the trademark application is absolutely perfect and there is no office action issued because we filed it and it's perfect. That's a joke. We do get office actions. But if there are no issues with the trademark application, it will then proceed to approval. And approval is essentially when the trademark application is approved to be published in the Trademarks Journal. Now, publication in the Trademarks Journal is done to allow any third parties that believe your trademark application being registered would infringe their rights. If a third party does believe that the registration of your trademark application will infringe their rights, they have the right to oppose your trademark application. So if they feel that the registration is going to be problematic for them or their brand, they will submit what's called a notice of opposition, and the entire trademark process will be put on hold until that opposition is either settled outside of the trademark's office or goes all the way through the opposition process. Now, an opposition is not fun. Nobody wants to receive an opposition. They are long, they are expensive, and most of the time they can be settled outside of the trademark's opposition board, but they are not fun nonetheless. However, if no opposition is filed, then your trademark will proceed to registration. And that's essentially the goal for everybody, is to have a registered trademark so that you are able to assert your rights and defend your rights. While common law trademarks are also entitled to certain rights, obviously registered trademarks are entitled to a whole list of benefits. Just by having that certificate of registration, you have an assumed right of exclusivity in your brand. So in whether it's a logo, whether it's a word. So the entire registration process in Canada takes anywhere from 12 to 36 months. And in the US, the delay is a little shorter. However, in the US, there's also the evidence of use stage, which Canada doesn't have. So in the US, you can see a registration be completed anywhere between 12 and 18 months. I hope it's been informative. I hope that this episode taught you something. And that's it for today's episode. Your friendly neighborhood trademark agent signing off. Always remember to be kind. You never know what someone is going through.